How you doing, folks? I'm Jet Tila, the emeritus host of the SoCal Restaurant Show. You're listening to the very best in Food 411 on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back. And it's the 4th of July version of the SoCal Restaurant Show. And we're here with you every Saturday morning from 10 a.m. until 12 noon right here on AM 830 KLAA, the home of Angels Baseball. And yes, baseball is back, fortunately. And again, thanks for being out there this long holiday weekend. We appreciate it. We're enthusiastically presented to you each and every week by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Well, when we last talked with chef and restaurateur Susan Feniger, it was about the upcoming Santa Barbara Culinary Experience, which unfortunately needed to be postponed. So much has changed in the restaurant world since we had that conversation. Definitely wanted to have Susan back to talk about what's happening in their restaurant empire, and particularly the reopening of Socolo at the Gateway Hotel in Santa Monica. And it is a pleasure to welcome Chef Susan Feniger back to the SoCal Restaurant Show. Susan, good morning and welcome back.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, you know, Susan, the world has really changed since we last talked, as you well know. And it has been a crazy week for you because you get Socolo back open for dine-in, all of a sudden having to shift. So let's first of all talk about what happened this week and fortunately how you were able to adjust for that, which is very fortunate.
Well, you know, it's been, you know, we hesitated to open back when the quarantine first happened, even for delivery and to go. In Border Grill downtown, we have been doing for like about the last 9 weeks or so around 1,300 meals for the homeless. So we've gotten some of our team back, but the restaurant's not open. But Socolo, we opened about around 2 weeks ago for delivery, and then for also dine-in. And we decided, because we are very demanding about that, we make sure people are separate and tables are apart, like the health department's asking you to do or telling you to do. So we convinced the owner of the Gateway Hotel, who's wonderful, to let us take over half the driveway, and we drove out to Claremont, California, and got 40 bales of hay and put them out there and made this outdoor patio, put twinkle lights up, put our umbrellas out there. So we've got great outdoor seating. So luckily, in this last week, when suddenly the dine-in got closed, we only have dine-out, but we have a fair, rather than just having three tables, which is what our original patio had divided up to be so that there was safe distancing, we now have a whole outdoor seating area, which is really great. It feels like you're somewhere in either Europe or, you know, in Mexico in an alley dining. So it's really cool.
Again, the creativity on your part, Susan, is definitely an inspiration. How many guests can you accommodate at one time now for dine-in?
For dine-out? For outside dining?
Yes. Dine-in, right. Meaning that they can actually eat in the restaurant, but under the new health department regulations, which is good to qualify, it's outside dining, patio dining, yes.
Right. Probably around, I want to say around 50, 55 people.
So that's respectable.
Pretty
yeah.
Pretty good.
No, it certainly beats the original patio, which, as you say, with social distancing, he only had three tables.
Eight people.
Yeah. not really good, yes.
No. I mean, matter of fact, with all those twinkle lights up and with that outdoor patio, I keep telling the hotel owner, I think you should just leave this here and we should have this great outdoor patio. So, but, you know, it's great. Last night was, you know, interesting, pretty full. I mean, again, you're talking about having social distancing, so to make sure that tables are at least 6 feet apart. And, you know, even still, the energy felt really nice out there. And, you're in Santa Monica, so you have that sort of breeze that feels like it's from the ocean. So I think the energy of it is really great. I mean, part of the problem, I think, for people dining out right now is you know, you want to go to a restaurant for its atmosphere and for its energy. And when people have to be so far apart, sometimes there's this lack of energy. But I felt like last night with all that sort of, you know, with the lights and with candles and umbrellas and that, it felt pretty great. So that's the big challenge, as well as people feeling comfortable to actually go out. And, you know, Andy, to know that people are, that restaurants are taking it very seriously. Masks, shields, gloves, how they're sanitizing tables, how they're sanitizing everything is really so critical, not only for the customers to understand that and believe it, but for the people who are working for us really to get it, because it's so important right now.
Well, Susan, you know, you and Mary Sue, in terms of being serious about what you do, you know, this has been a hallmark of both of you for a long period of time. So in my mind, if anyone is going to execute properly and probably do more than what is required, you know, I know it's you two just based on experience. So I think it's important to convey that to our audience, but it's something that you know, with the border girls, if we can still refer to you that way,
yeah.
or the two hot tamales or the two tamales, you know, this is the way you've always done business. And I mean, the fact that you've kept Border Grill closed and the fact that you didn't even reopen Socolo for takeout for so long till you can have all the prerequisites in place, I think speaks to that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there was so much to understand about how this was working, and obviously still, you know, there's so much confusion about what it really takes, but I think we wanted to make sure that we had everything in place before we did it, that there was, that we weren't risking our staff, any of their health or customers. And so I feel like now the restaurant community has gotten a better grip around it, and really the challenge is, are people willing to go out? And if so, you know, where are they willing to venture to? I mean, I you've seen so much of the delivery to go, the family meal kits, the groceries pop up on restaurants that you'd never expect. I mean, we're pretty jazzed. I mean, we're doing these family meal kits, and Mary Sue and I, you know, tested them out when we were first developing them, and they're so fabulous. I mean, I love, like, we have, you know, our taco kit, and we've been doing taco kit, the enchilada kit, and a grill kit for four. And starting, I think, tomorrow, or even today, but I think starting tomorrow, we're doing these kits where you can do them for two or for four. But they're basically, you can bring home everything ready to be cooked, and some things to be heated up, and some things you could just throw on the grill, or you could, you know, make your own taco set. But it's really interesting. So for people who want to stay at home, it's a great way to, you know, if you've got family or you've got friends that you're comfortable with, where you could do a small little gathering and be able to, you know, still cook some, but not have to do all the shopping, all the cooking, just pick it up or have it delivered from Socolo. So we're pretty jazzed about that. And, of course, our whole menu is to go and can be delivered or pick up curbside. And that's what I think people are right now trying to figure out. How do we accommodate so that people who don't feel safe going out can still get great food, do some of it at home, or just have it all prepared and pick it up and eat it?
Susan, what?
And the great thing is cocktails. You can get, we can sell cocktails. So our whole cocktail menu you can get to go, which is really amazing that the ABC has allowed that for now.
Well, let's talk about the margarita kits.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you can get, of course, I don't have it right in front of me. I think you can, maybe you have it. You can get a small, you can get one margarita, or you can get a, I think it's a grande. I don't know. Do you have it in front of you?
I do.
You do.
Let's talk about the grande margarita kit, which I guess makes eight margaritas. That's pretty serious.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, it's, I mean, it's all freshly squeezed organic limes, and with a little bit of agave, and we mix it with tequila. We send the salt and the lime. So basically all you need to do is, like, you know, put ice in your glass, rim it with salt and lime, and if you want to add cayenne or something, add that, and pour your margarita. And they're made, you know, fresh that day. We make them, put them in a bottle, and you take them home.
Can't ask for anything better than that. And again, I see now you have three size options. So we talked about the grande, so that's 8 margaritas. You
right.
know, hopefully you got a few friends with that, Susan, or you're not driving.
Yeah, then, well, that's why you're taking it home.
yes, and finishing at home, we might add. Then you have the middle version, which is that the correct pronunciation, Mediano?
Mediano.
So that's that's 4.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the pequeño, you got to have that. And that's for 2 or, you know, for one person that happens to be thirsty. So you definitely like to have the options that are there. And then you're talking about all the beverages. You know, of course, your cocktails are available, too. But then also you're doing Mexican wines by the bottle, which I really, you know, like to see. Susan, why did it take so long for wonderful Mexican restaurants in L.A. to start bringing in the real Mexican wines? I mean, they were serving Italian wines. They were serving Spanish wines. I never could quite get that.
Right. Well, I think, you know, that market has developed, obviously, in the last, you know, 10 years. And I think part of it was being able to go there and go explore, you know, the wine region. And, you know, I think it's the way in which the actual Mexican ingredients and restaurants developed over the last 20 years. I mean, 25, 30 years ago when we took our first trip to Mexico, you know, there wasn't a lot of interesting. You know, there was great street food here in L.A. for Mexican food, for great tacos, but most of the places were small little family-run businesses, which, you know, had delicious food, but it wasn't yet being where I think chefs were out there and exploring things like hoja santa and achiote and epazote and understanding the intricacies of that. So it took a while for that, I think, for chefs to understand how amazing the food was. And I think that's what happened with the wine. And I think as the demand grew, the grapes and the way that that was being developed in Mexico also got more and more sophisticated. And people started to understand in the last 10 years what interesting wines there are in Mexico. I mean, we're very jazzed about that, and, you know, and about, because our whole wine list is all wines from Mexico.
Gotta love that. Susan, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to pick up our conversation, and we're going to talk about more of what is on the menu at Socolo. We are talking with Susan Feniger, who is the chef restaurateur with Mary Sue Milliken of the Border Grill Restaurants and Socolo in Santa Monica. Newly reopened, fortunately, and with patio dining available, so you can dine there, or you can take things to go, which is a great option. We're proudly presented by Melissa's World Variety Produce and West Coast Prime Meats. Don't wander far.